Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 19th of January. There is a warning of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. New low expected Fitzroy 1008 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Southwesterly 3 to 5 at first in Viking and south at Cira, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in 40s and East Cromarty. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor except in Cromarty and Forth. German Bight, Humber, Thames. South or southeast 3 or 4, veering southwest 2 to 4 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, White, Portland. South or southeast becoming variable later 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first. Showers later, moderate or good. Trafalgar, variable 3 or less at first in southeast, otherwise cyclonic 4 to 6. Fair at first in south and east, otherwise thundery rain at times. Good at first in south and east, otherwise moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in East Fitzroy, perhaps gale 8 later in East Fitzroy, but becoming variable 2 to 4 later elsewhere. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 later in West Fastnet. Fair, then rain in Fastnet. Moderate or good. Shannon, south 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. South, veering southwest later, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south or southeast, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest, 4 to 6, backing south or southeast, 3 to 5. Occasional rain in west. Good, occasionally poor in west. Faroes, southern, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, becoming southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Northern southeast Iceland. Easterly or northeasterly, mainly 7 to severe gale 9, but 6 at first in east and occasionally storm 10 in west. Sleet or snow at times. Moderate to very poor, occasionally good at first. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south-southeast 6, 6 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west 6, 14 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest 3, mist, 5 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 2, 13 miles, 1,019, now falling. Aberdeen, south by east 1, 11 miles, 1,021, now rising. Lookers, southwest 3, 15 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Boomer, southwest by south 2, mist, 4 miles, 1,024, falling more slowly. Bridlington, south by west 3, 1,025, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 4, 2 miles, 1,026. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southeast 4, 1,024, now rising. Jersey, south by east 3, 9 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 3, 5 miles, 1,023. Scilly Automatic, southeast by south 4, 13 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southeast 4, 12 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Aberporth, southeast by south, 4, missed. 3 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Valley, southeast by east, 2, 9 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 3, missed. 1.5 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Valentia, south southeast 3, 11 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, southeast 4, 8 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Malin Head, south 5, 19 miles, 1,017, now rising. Macrahanish Automatic, south-southeast 5, 11 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 18th of January. The general situation: high pressure over the continent will maintain fair weather and only light or moderate breezes in the southeast of the United Kingdom. However, an area of low pressure will track northeastwards to lie between Scotland and Iceland, and this will maintain a strong southerly or southwesterly airflow across the far northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic, mainly south, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Rattray Head, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time elsewhere. Rain at times later in north. Good, occasionally moderate later in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming variable 3 at times in south. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first, then increasing 5 at times. Fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south veering southwest 3 or 4, mainly fair, moderate or poor, becoming moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly 3 or 4, veering southwesterly 2 or 3 later, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southerly 3 or 4, becoming variable, mainly southwesterly 2 or 3 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or southeast, becoming variable, mainly south 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or southeasterly, becoming variable, mainly southerly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in west and 2 in east. Mainly fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in west and 2 in east. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate in east. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 to the east of Anglesey and in Cardigan Bay, increasing 5 at times elsewhere. Mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, becoming variable 2 at times in south. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Isle of Man, southeast 3 to 5, veering south 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, then veering south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southeast 4 to 6, veering south or southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain later, good, becoming moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 for a time near Sutherland, then veering southwesterly 4 or 5 later in south. Drizzle at times, then rain later. moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in northwest, then backing southeasterly for a time. Fair, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
On BBC Radio 4.
Reality shifting is the act of moving your consciousness from one reality to another reality that you've envisioned.
Sideways with Matthew Side explores the ideas that shape our lives.
Shifters are imagining, scripting, and attempting to transition into a reality they themselves create.
Through stories and experiences of seeing the world differently.
My leg was completely crushed, but I didn't experience any sensations of pain. There was such a sense of awe.
Sideways with Matthew Side from Radio 4 and available now on BBC Sounds.
This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London signing off for the night. From me, tonight's newsreader Vigialis, and the whole team, thanks for your company, and do have a restful night. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service. Illicit alcohol is fueling a deadly industry.
So by the time people have drunk it, it might already be too late.
It can contain dangerous levels of a toxic chemical.
It is used for industrial purposes, not in food.
Bootleg alcohol is big business for criminals.
They are perfectly aware how to minimize the risks and how to maximize their profits, and they do it in an excellent way.
So this week we're asking, is fake alcohol a global threat?
This problem has been around for a long, long time. My mission is to stop it.
I'm Charmaine Cozier. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said his country is ready to go back to war in Gaza if negotiations for a second phase of the ceasefire collapse. In an address to the nation, he stressed that the first phase, which is due to start on Sunday morning, is temporary. From Jerusalem, Jonah Fisher outlines the ceasefire agreement.
For now, this complex ceasefire agreement is on track to start. 33 hostages seized by Hamas in the October the 7th, 2023 attacks are set to be released in phases, with the first three being handed over on day one. For every hostage Hamas hands over, Israel will release dozens of Palestinian prisoners, some of whom are in jail for murdering Israelis. Israel will also pull back its forces from much of Gaza, and more aid will be allowed in. Local officials say more than 100 people have been killed in Gaza since the ceasefire was announced.
Meanwhile, thousands of Israelis have joined a rally in Tel Aviv to emphasise their support for the ceasefire hostage deal that they hope would see the captives held in Gaza released. Similar demonstrations were held in cities across the country. Israel has continued to bomb Gaza in the run-up to the deadline. Donald Trump has arrived in Washington ahead of his second inauguration as President of the United States on Monday. The incoming administration has planned a weekend of celebration. Our North America correspondent Merlin Thomas has the details.
They're heading to a reception and a fireworks display at his very own golf course in Virginia. So this is really kicking off the weekend of celebration for this incoming administration. And the guest list involves elected officials and his supporters, including his Vice President J.D. Vance. And then he'll also go on to visit the Arlington National Cemetery and then head on to a MAGA victory rally. Again, another moment of celebration for